This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I have a good question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it. Love it.
Yeah, well, you
recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely, because Athletic Greens AG1 I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go
right.
ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health, you right. know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water or you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout. So I'll go drink my AG1 and I'll maybe take a protein shake and go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's you know, it's great for recovery, you know, it empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body, you know, your alertness, you know, everything. And right. athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know, and it's got 75 high quality ingredients. And so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro habit that delivers macro benefits and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity and it works, right? And it's also just costs less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, but We also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it. And it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape. Because really, that's the MO of our show, wellness. Keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom. Yo, we're back with K100 Sports. Boom.
Super Bowl. All right. We really didn't talk much last week. We said we're going to give our stuff this week. But basically, Billy, give your narrative. Let's hear your narrative on the Super Bowl. What do you think?
It's hard for me to understand why Philadelphia are the favorites. I know they've had a more convincing path through, but to me, That's exactly what puts me off. Like the fact that they've conceded 14 points in two games. Is that correct?
I think something like that. Yeah,
they put up over 30 in both games and conceded 14. So you can understand it to a certain extent. But beating Daniel Jones,
right,
and beating a backup quarterback against San Francisco, I don't think puts you in good stead. Like the Chiefs have come past Joe Burrow, and they've come past Patrick Mahomes against the Jaguars, who, you know, went on a really crazy run to even make it to the playoffs. So they were a hot team. They had to beat the Jags whilst Mahomes was injured, and then he had to come back injured again and beat Joe Burrow, who beat them three times in a row. That's a hard path to the Super Bowl. And now you'll hear a very, very experienced coach, a very, very experienced quarterback. These are the two most important roles, quarterback and coach. You know, Mahomes can pass to anybody. Like, he's not, you know, we've even found out this year that even Aaron Rodgers can't do that. But Mahomes can find anybody. You can take away his receiver and he'll find somebody else. And he's able to cope with it.
He lost Tyreek Hill, but he kept Travis Kelce.
Yeah, exactly.
And Travis Kelce might have been the best receiver on that team the whole time. So he didn't really, you know. He lost one of his top receivers, and he had a bunch of bums and Kelce this year. But Kelce's a stud, so go ahead.
If you're offering me like a 50-50 line here, I will go with the experience, the coach, and the quarterback.
Conan, what do you think?
I don't know. This is a really tough thing to pick here. I just think that a lot like happened with the Warriors and the Celtics, I thought the Celtics had the better team, but experience won over in them, you know, last year's championships. And I think same thing here. You know, Kansas City been to five straight conference championships. They've been to the Super Bowl in the last, 3 years and won one, right?
They won one.
And, I don't know. Philadelphia's got that incredible defense, led the league in sacks, but Kansas City led the league in sacks also. I mean, it's just so kind of evenly matched in a lot of ways. And Jalen Hurts, probably if he wasn't hurt, is an MVP. But I'm going to go with Kansas City.
All right. I got two narratives on this, and I can't figure out which way I'm going, right? And my historical narrative is just like, it just seems like this is an exact same spot where Philadelphia came in against Brady a few years ago. Coach was in his second year, good coach. They improved dramatically from the year before. They went out and traded for like the number two sack guy in the league during the season. Like they loaded up to get in this spot. They were not real. They brought in AJ Brown. They had, they were beating everybody and they improved as the year went on with trades.
They played,
right,
the Super Bowl that year without their start quarterback, too. Foles wasn't a starter at that time.
Right, Foles wasn't a starter. But it just seems to me, it's like from an historical perspective, that Philadelphia gets in this spot, and it's like they overperform. It's like, it's like kind of weird. Like the Philadelphia team gets the Super Bowl. And like, even that year that Terrell Owens played with the broken foot, whatever, mm-hmm, they made a game of it against Brady.
2004.
But it just seems like it's the same spot. They're coming in against a guy that, they played Brady, who was like, he's the GOAT, but it's like Mahomes is kind of like the GOAT now. Like, if you can look at this 5-year like these past five
years. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
But if you could take a professional and an NFL quarterback and take a their best 5 year window, it's like Mahomes' 5 year window kind of ranks up there like number one or number two. You know, the amount of times he's been to the Super Bowl, the amount of AFC championships he's been in, yards, touchdowns, and stuff, everything, right? And it's like, but and Philadelphia's kind of like primed to like be in this spot. And but like that's the thing. That's my narrative for Philadelphia. Like traditionally, this is an echo of the same spot they went in where they beat Brady a few years ago, right? But it's like, okay, Patrick Mahomes is the new GOAT. You know, Brady is retired. He's obviously, you know, this is a chance for a ring collection for him. And I, you know, like you said, Billy, I'm absolutely shocked that they are favored in this game, which scares me because, like, you know, like, you know, the sports books know more than we do. You know, the bookies know, like, all whatever metrics they have or whatever narratives, the injuries and stuff and thing. I'm just surprised, and it scares me that they're favored in this game because I don't, like you, I'm looking at this as like, how on earth is this team favored against Patrick Mahomes? You have the better coach and the better quarterback. You know,
remember, like I said before, they led the league in sacks with 70. Kansas right. City led AFC with like 55. Okay.
Right.
They've got that, all those guys that are fucking sack monsters. Reddick had like 16. The Hargrave, Graham, who's the other guy? Help me out here, Joe. Sweat. They all had like 11 or 12 each. That's in the playoffs, I was reading that. They had like every game in the playoffs, the quarterback had less than 100 yards passing.
Yeah, Reddick.
Reddick
had 16 sacks. Graham, Hargrave, and Sweat all had 11. Fletcher Cox had 7.
Jesus Boom. Christ.
Yeah. So they've got that. They've wild. Got that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. They've got that defense. But also Kansas City was a top ranked offense in the whole league. You know, so that's why it's going to be such a good game. And I'm just going to pick experience on this one. And that's why I got the Chiefs. But who do you got, Disco?
I'm going to bet on Kansas City.
Right.
And I got there's a lot of props that I like. I like Kelce.
Right.
Because Philadelphia defends the deep pass. You know, they take away the deep pass, which is going to leave, you know, Kelce a lot of room.
Right.
You know, so like I said, he should catch a lot of passes. He should probably catch a touchdown and he'll probably go over in yards too. But over receptions is my number one prop in that game.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
So as we're getting ready for the biggest Sunday in sports, DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to see what prop bet will be boosted. So we'll be giving our pick next week, but once you get your pick, and once we we give out like who we like, and if you want to follow us, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code K100. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get 200 free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code K100. That's K100. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. Sorry, Ohio. Can't do this. And see the show notes for details.
Get your bets in for football on DraftKings. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I also like Mahomes over, just because if you look at the good quarterbacks that have played against Philadelphia, they've done well. The guys compared, like Philadelphia's played like shitty quarterbacks all year. Like if you look at the Joe, look that up. Just go look at like the team, like, you know, because they played a, you know, they played Daniel, you play Daniel Jones, you play Tyler Heineke, Carson Wentz. They haven't had a lot. Like the good quarterbacks have done well against him, right? So I can absolutely see Mahomes doing well. And plus, he's at
Mahomes
2 weeks
lost Tyreek Hill, which was a big deal, but he's got Schuster.
Yeah, I mean, it's at Kelsey. That's all he really needs. Go ahead.
Here's the whole schedule, guys. They beat the Lions in September, right?
Oh, and Goff lit him up. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, they beat the Vikings. They beat Washington. They beat Jacksonville.
Right.
Arizona, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Houston.
Yeah, Dallas with Cooper Rush. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh with who's the rookie guy this year they had? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. He's real good.
And then they lost to the Commanders. They beat the Colts, Packers, Titans, Giants,
Matt
and Bears.
Ryan, seriously, there's not a team that's had a good quarterback.
But Joe, when they play Green Bay, who can't stop the run and couldn't stop the run in that game, how many points did Aaron Rodgers put up with a broken finger?
I'm looking at the box score right here.
In Philly, because I'm sure he put up a lot of points because they pushed the spread. Because I remember.
Yeah, it'd be right. He had a broken finger.
It was
right?
It was 40-33 Eagles.
40-33.
So what were Rodgers' numbers?
And Rodgers, here we go. Rodgers went 11 for 16, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. But then I guess he went down, huh? Because Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah. What did Jordan Love do?
6 for 9, 113, 1 touchdown.
So that was like 250 yards between him and, you know, whatever. But
yeah,
like,
253.
Yeah, but Mahomes is going to, like, he'll pick those guys apart, I think. So I like San Francisco. I like Mahomes over. I like Kelsey over. A traditional bet I like is second half outscore the first half. And there's a spot, too, where hang on a minute.
I'm going to go, obviously, I think the Eagles are going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover 1.5. I think it's going to be that tight, and the Eagles win by 1.
Taking 1.5-point spread.
Exactly.
I'm torn here on the total because the defenses have been good this year, but I can't see it going under the 50 points. It's difficult for me. I mean, when you all finals, like any final in soccer or in the NFL, like I'm always looking at the total and leaning towards the under before it starts. But in this game, when they're hanging a 50.5 there, and you're telling me that one of these teams...
It's 51. It's gone up to 51 in Vegas. Like, it's
right.
Moving up.
Well, then that might be sharps then, because they probably think the same thing. If you're telling me that these two teams need to score under, you know, one of them needs to score 24, like I can't see it based on what they've done throughout the season. So it's, I think the over might hit too.
Well, the number 51, Kansas City's gone over that number 3 out of 11 times this year.
How about this, Glenn? How about you can get your 6-point tease here. You can take the over 44 with the Chiefs getting 7.5 points.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to tease that.
Yeah.
I might tease the under too. I think that number's right about right. I'm thinking this is a 27, 24, 28, 23 type thing, 30, under, 21, you know, I don't know. Go ahead.
Under 57 on the tease.
Yeah. Because he's, you know, everybody's, and then bet it on game day, because, you know, when all the marks start betting, they all like to bet the over. Mm-hmm. So you might go up to 51.5, you might get 57.5, which is a good key number to bet under. So it's like, I don't know. I'm going to play around, but I'm going to play with props.
Look at this. The over under for Mahomes passing yards is 294.5.
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
You're taking the over. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to hear all my prop bets right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got what's his name? Under 236 and a half yards, Hurts. I've got Mahomes on over 294 and a half yards. I've got over 1.5 fourth down conversion attempts. I've got Quez Watkins under 1.5 catches. I got Kelsey over 7.5 catches at plus money. I've got, what's his name? The running back Sanders over 13.5 rushes. I've got Kelsey anytime touchdown, Sanders anytime touchdown. And I haven't looked at the side half, but I'm definitely going to bet the second half over if the first half goes under. And that's going to be that's the way I'm playing this game. I may have some more props. That's what I've got so far right now. You guys got anything?
Yeah, I already said what I need to say. Yeah.
Let's go over this. I want to talk about the NBA. Bill,
my props will be on lockbetting.com. If you follow my Twitter at lockbetting.com, you can separately purchase a prop card. I've actually found a new site, Gumroad, who allow me to sell individual cards. So you can ball card, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, so let's talk about the NBA. Craziest trade deadline I think I've ever seen. All right, and I didn't see this happen, but somebody posted this like 3 days ago. But so they trade Kyrie to Dallas. Okay, the Nets do. And bro, Billy, have you been watching the NBA like the past like week? This guy Cam Thomas on Brooklyn has come out of nowhere. He was getting like minimal minutes. He had a couple games where he had to play minutes. He had like one 33-point game this year, but he's had like 19, 20 points. Bro, this guy scored over 40 points in 3 straight games. And it's like, if you watch him play, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy's like unstoppable. Like, you know, he's like, he drives the basket, he hits 3 points. So this guy goes off. Kevin Durant goes and meets with the team to talk about his future. And the next thing you know, they trade Kevin Durant too, to Phoenix. So now Phoenix has Kevin Durant and Booker, Chris Paul and Ayton. You know, they got rid of a lot of their bench and everything, but like everybody and their mother is saying like, shit, this is like a new Golden State, you know, circle, like when Durant went there with Curry and stuff or thing. And Dallas has Kyrie and Luka now. The Lakers just traded, got rid of Russell Westbrook and traded for D'Angelo Russell, who's a huge upgrade from Westbrook, who's just completely erratic. Bro, the West is like, you know, I don't know. What do you think about this?
Let me tell you something real quick before you answer, Bill.
Well, I'm just going to pull up the current, what the lines have changed to. Let me just have a look. Go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Look at that.
Yeah, so I was very interested because I had heard of Cam Thomas when he played in LSU, and he was scoring a lot of points there. So I went into like a little rabbit hole of him. And so, bro, he'd only been averaging before he went on that tear. He'd only been averaging like 10 points.
Yeah, okay? He was a utility player.
But he was a 5-star high school player. So he's been good, you know, for a long time, and everybody's known it. He only went to college for 1 year. So after his freshman year, he turned pro. That's why he's one of the youngest guys ever to score. And he went to a prep. I don't know if you follow prep basketball, but I do. Do you know? Have you ever heard of that prep powerhouse called Oak Hill in Virginia?
Yeah, yes, Oak Hill, yes.
Well, he's the all-time leading scorer at Oak Hill, and they had people that went there like Jerry Stackhouse, Carmelo Anthony, Rajon Rondo, and bro, I found this, and I'm glad I saved it. These are the players. Listen to these names. These are the players with 3 straight 40-plus point games since 79-80. Okay, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, Moses Malone, Bernard King, Adrian Dantley, Antetokounmpo, Devin Booker, Lillard, Harden, Carmelo Anthony, Westbrook, Durant, and Curry. There's not one who? Right. These guys are all great players. So when they see this guy who's younger and cheaper and not a headache like fucking Durant and Kyrie, they're like, out the door, bitch. We'll stay with Dinwiddie and
They got a bunch of good players.
Right, they do.
Like, you know, in return, not a bunch of studs or anything, but just
they got this Japanese guy that's really good too.
Yeah,
have you seen him?
No, who is it?
Let me see what his name is.
Because now I'm like interested in. Remember, Conan, we talked last week. We said, boy, this Cam Thomas guy's coming over back to back 40-point games. I go, what am I going to do next? He's 40 again. Yeah. Now I'm looking for. Okay, what's this, bro? Now this guy's getting into like legendary territory where he has a chance at his age to be the first player ever to go 4 straight games over 40 points.
Right.
You know, so, which is like incredible. So
here's the guy's name, just so you know real quick. His name is Yuta Watanabe. He's on
Otani, right,
yeah. And he can go, bro.
Right,
he's from Japan too. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Bill. Did you have any futures this year on win totals for win totals for NBA? No, you didn't this year, right?
No.
Like going forward, what do you think of is Phoenix going to have chemistry problems, or are they now just a lock with that team? Come on, Devin Booker and Durant. How do you guard these guys?
That makes them the best team in the West.
Best team in the league. Best team in the NBA.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
Conan.
What it do?
End the old year with a new you, and Close It will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic, you'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellas of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look to be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I'd pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more, and you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, dad bods, we got you covered. Rip bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors. It's very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
You know, yeah,
player favorites now ahead of the Nuggets.
What's their number to win the championship?
+220.
That's it.
Yeah.
What are the?
No. To win the conference.
What are they to win the NBA championship? What are the Celtics?
The Celtics are the favorites. I believe they're 3-1. Let me just check.
Really?
Celtics are 3-1, and the Suns are 4-1.
Bro, let me tell you.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's.
Did you see Wednesday's game?
Yes, I watched that. Yes.
Okay.
Without Jaylen Brown. Yeah.
Without Jaylen Brown, without Al Horford, who's a starter, without Robert Williams, who's a starter, and without Marcus Smart, who's a starter, and he leads their fucking offense. Four guys
against Jason Tatum,
with fucking, you know, Hauser and fucking Brogdon and, you know, all the bench. And right. They beat Philadelphia. That's a deep team.
Yeah. So what are you playing your flag on, Billy, going forward? Like who do you think, based on this information?
For the NBA?
I still think
Boston have looked like the best team this year. It's going to come down to the Bucks and Boston on that side.
Right.
But I just think that, like, both of them are a little bit more balanced than all this stuff that the guys have done on the West. You know, there are going to be times where, you know, they blow teams out by 30 points and, you know, and cover 10 point spreads by 30 or 35, whatever. That's going to happen. Right. And it's going to lead to people really believing in the team. But at the end of the day, like, it's Boston team and they've been together for the whole season. The Bucks know what they're doing. Giannis is going to give you, you know, between 40 to 45 PRA every single night. That's points, rebounds, assists. Yeah, so I think that consistency on that side, I see the winner still coming from that side. Like all these trades and this, and it's going to take. It's not like it's just before the playoffs, you know. Like there is time to like embed the chemistry, and Phoenix do have all the players. It's hard to see anybody coming out of that side. Although if the Nuggets have home field and they're always getting like the four home games, it is difficult to beat them. So if the Nuggets are number one. I think I will say that.
The Bucks started off really slow because Middleton was hurt and everybody was just, you know, everybody was concentrating on Giannis and Drew Holiday. But now they got that third option back and they've become, you know, just lethal, bro.
I don't think that's a bad thing because we've seen a lot of times Milwaukee Bucks steamrolling it through and being the number one team and then not delivering. I mean, now I think when they won the championship, they got that monkey off their back because they were becoming a team who were a regular season team. That's how they were tagged as. They're not that anymore because they've actually gone and won it. So I still
Billy, how there's players. I'm sorry that have played for teams you like. And they didn't leave in the right way, and you hate them for life, no matter what team they go to. Okay, one of mine is Kyrie Irving. Okay, what a fucking cancer he was in Boston. There was a year where Boston was going to go to the championship, and it was that fucking year that they had that they had like Gordon Hayward, Terry Rozier, you know, Jaylen Brown had just come in, you know, Tatum had just come in. They were just rocking and rolling. And then Kyrie Irving was out hurt. And then Mr. Ballhog came back and the whole fucking everything had to revolve around him and the tempo slowed down and he just fucked up what was great chemistry. I like how in his interview he goes, he wanted to go where he was appreciated, not tolerated, and he felt disrespected. Bro, this nutbag is a cancer wherever he go. He couldn't get along with LeBron because his head was too big and LeBron wanted him on the Lakers. Did you see that? I don't know if you saw that interview they had done with
him. Well, they have history of winning championships together. Right. So that's why he thought, we're going to get – bro, they're 25-30, the Lakers. They stink. I want to get into some – Billy, I want to talk real quick about soccer.
Mm-hmm.
How surprised were you that Manchester City did not pull the trigger after Arsenal dropped points and basically they had played Tottenham and – waxed him in the second half, like with ease and stuff. And think, bro, were you how surprised were you that Manchester City got beat by Tottenham when this was a spot they kind of needed to pick up points on Arsenal because they're still 5 points back now. And we were assuming they were going to pick up 3 points.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
There's a lot of stuff that's not right at Man City. Obviously, now it's getting even worse because there's a possibility of them being kicked out of the Premier League or getting a 15-point deduction with everything that's going on this week.
Wait, I don't know anything about this. What's going on?
That's like the biggest story of the week.
So you're in the UK. This is like,
Well, I thought you would hear Man City.
Well, it's Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl week in the States, which is like all the coverage is that, like everything you turn on. So
Man City, so they reopened like the investigation, and they looked back into Man City's FFP. FFP regulations, the financial fair play, and right. They basically found a ton of violations that Man City is saying that are all above board, and they welcome an investigation by an independent committee. But at the end of the day, for this to resurface again, the Premier League would look stupid to put it out there and announce publicly that what they're finding. So I don't think any independent is going to come in and absorb them of every single charge. So they're going to get a punishment this time. The minimum punishment they would get would be a fine and a points deduction of, 10, 15 points. 15 points will happen to Juve. But if it's serious and it's a lot of violations, they could get relegated. And there's no guarantee that the EFL, who are a separate committee, will take them. So they could go into non-league football. They could get their titles stripped. So Liverpool and Manchester United would be given 2 Premier Leagues each because they finished runners-up during that period where they broke financial fair play. There's loads of shit going on here, and they're already an unsettled team. They're unsettled by the fact that they don't know how to play with Haaland because they are a possession-based team who won the ball back higher up the pitch. And by having that extra striker that doesn't do that, the ball ends up getting deeper and then you're chasing shadows at the back. So they've been easy to counterattack on all season. And Pep Guardiola keeps falling out with players as a result of this. He's falling out with Joe Cancelo. How do you want to win the Champions League in the league and you sell the best fullback in the world to Bayern Munich in the January window? Because Pep Guardiola doesn't tolerate any bullshit. You fall out with him at all. He even said publicly, if anybody doesn't want to be here, I'll not stand. Nobody's bigger than the club. I don't stand in anybody's way. So anybody's allowed to go. That proved it. But they had nobody coming in. So now they're playing with 2 young fullbacks. I think there's a problem with Ruben Diaz because he's their best centre back and he's not getting game time either. Kevin De Bruyne was benched against Tottenham. I think there's a problem. There's problems there, at Man City, quite clearly. And now there's even bigger problems with these potential sanctions coming in. These players are not going to stay. They're not going to play in the first division or the second division or non-league football or whatever and come up the leagues. They're not going to be playing if this team even gets top 15 points and they're not in the Champions League anymore. These players are not going to stay. So, yeah, there's a lot of problems there.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need it the most. But have no fear, Rex MD is here, spreading cheer, even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So Rex MD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. RexMD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of their best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link, rexmd.com/K100. That's RexMD, rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to RexMD.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial, too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to RexMD.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD, that's REXMD.com/K100, K100. Yes, yeah. So give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens this week, because Aston Villa, they've got crazy stats against them, winning like 11 games in a row against them. I think they've scored 35 goals in those.
Wait, against Man City?
Villa. No, Man City versus Villa.
Oh, yeah, because they own Villa, right, yeah.
It's an opponent that you want to see this week to kind of disguise the fact that you're going through some turmoil so you can put a public showing out there of, look what we did to Aston Villa. Like, we beat them by 4-5, whatever, and kind of take some of the heat off away from this situation. But it's really bad. Like, it's the biggest story this week. Like, there's nothing else that's being reported on other than what's going to happen to Man City. In fact, it even resulted in Guardiola moved from the bottom of the market for next manager to go to the second favourite. Obviously, Nathan Jones is a clear favourite because Southampton are doing so bad. But Guardiola's now only 3-1, second favourite to go next.
Wow. I don't know. This is Super Bowl week in the States is like this. Like you turn on the TV, you can't find like one like a soccer talk and stuff.
The only American to ever manage in the EPL got sacked this week.
Oh, the Leeds guy, right?
Yeah.
After he brought over all the American guys. And so what's going to happen on there? Like, what's his name?
Ted Lasso?
No. The guy they brought in from the – that was on the U.S. men's national team.
McKennie. Winston McKennie.
Yeah. They brought him in. They didn't see how. So, yeah. What happened? Man United had they played a team without a coach. They couldn't beat him. What happened?
They went two down. Like I think they just looked
up. Yeah, I know. Right.
They went 2-0 down, and he changed it. To be honest, it is concerning to me how different we look without Casemiro. Like I knew Casemiro was good. You can't not be good if you're a regular starter for Real Madrid and you win 5 Champions League medals and you play. And you're one of the first teams on a team sheet for Brazil, you're obviously going to be good. But I didn't realize how influential he was in terms of you take him out of the team and results just take a massive dip, which is what's happened. Every game, it's the opposite effect. Every time we played Ronaldo, we lost or played poorly. But every time we don't have Casemiro, it's the opposite effect. Like we look a completely different team. We can't, nobody plugs that gap. Nobody has that the anticipation skills that Casemiro has. His reading of the game is second to none. The way he senses out danger before it even gets to the back line, and he's back there giving you a third centre back, and he's up there giving you an extra midfield player. Like he actually looks like this chubby kind of dude he's got a double chin and everything. But he's like ridiculous athlete who's always in the right place. And yeah, we just miss him, and it didn't help to not have him there, but. At the same time, you know, if you're 1-0 down in a minute, which we were, like that's complacent. So we need to be a lot better. I can't see them getting 2 results against us. I do think Man United will beat Leeds on Sunday.
Bro, you know what's interesting to me? Just to finish this sports thing, I was listening to this interview the other day by Warren Moon. Okay, and Warren Moon came from an era, Billy, and I'm sure you know you've heard of this, but back then they always used to say that. You know, you couldn't have a black quarterback because, you know, the teammates wouldn't follow him. You know, they weren't natural leaders.
There's a bias.
And the worst part, that they weren't smart enough. Okay. They also said that for black coaches, which kind of seems to still be the prevailing mindset because there's not many of them. But anyways, and now it's kind of funny because now you got 2 black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. None of them have reached 30 years old yet. They're both smart. They're both leaders. They're both franchise cornerstones. It just shows you how just everything evolves. But here's the weirdest thing to me. You know that Moon, and he had a rifle arm. He played for the Washington Huskies. I'm a huge college football fan. And the guy was talented as shit. I remember him winning like MVP in the Rose Bowl. Like the guy, you could tell he had talent. Bro, there was nobody in the NFL interested in him. And he had to go to Canada for like his first 6 or 7 years before they brought him to the United States.
How many championships did he win up there? Like 3.
Yeah, the Grey Cup.
He was the Brady of the Canadian League, right?
And I always think, what if they would have given him a chance? He might have won a Super Bowl. But it also made me think, and I was thinking, how many black quarterbacks have been in the Super Bowl? And I got them all except one. I wanted to see if you guys could name them. And Joe should know one of them.
Donovan McNabb.
There's
Donovan
one.
McNabb. Doug Williams.
Doug Williams.
That's 2.
Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
How many are there? How many are there?
Randall Cunningham. Did
There's
he know?
1, 2,
Randall.
3,
Was
four,
Randall in the
five,
Super Bowl with the Vikings?
6.
I don't think so.
Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson. That's one.
Yes.
You're
missing the latest one, Superman.
Cam Newton.
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, right. Yes. Kaepernick and Cam Newton.
Steve McNair. Right. So it's Doug Williams, Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, and Cam Newton. The only guy I couldn't think of was Colin Kaepernick. I would blank on him. And, you know, Moon's the only black quarterback in the Hall of Fame. How wild is that?
Well, those other guys will be loading up, bro. Because we're 20 years away from
right.
black quarterbacks being low. Because I think right. How many years ago, just a couple years ago, I think the first six quarterbacks taken were black quarterbacks. Like right. literally, like, you know, so it's like, right. I don't think that, honestly, I don't
it
even
just
think
shows how much the road's progressed and changed.
Absolutely. It's right. like that people don't look thing. At it as a, but right, right. exactly. Right. You know, so.
Right. All right. So,
half black. These quarterbacks are both half black, aren't they?
Not all of them.
Mahomes is.
Yeah.
I think.
Isn't Kaepernick.
Kaepernick too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's tons of, there's been tons of, I mean, we'll see what happens with Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson can go to Super Bowl. Like, there's a lot of good, you know, it's like, Lamar, I don't even think people look at that anymore. When you draft your fantasy leagues.
No, the reason like, I said it's
because. You don't even think about it.
Because I heard the interview by Warren Moon. And he was like, can you imagine how many Super Bowls I could have won if I didn't have to go to Canada to prove myself?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but anyways, that's been our sports show. Thank you, Billy. Where can we find you at, Billy? Yeah, where can we find you at? Sorry.
Yeah, so just quick, the wrestling stuff is at K100 Informer. Just please, if it's wrestling, go to the wrestling one. If it's gambling, go to the gambling one. That's it. The gambling one is at lockbetting.com. And my pay site where you can get all of my content is lockbetting.com. Now, at the moment, we're moving from Patreon to a website. So DM me at lockbetting.com, because if you want to buy an individual card, you can buy an individual card. If you want to buy a membership, you can buy a membership. I'm not sure if the website's ready. So you can buy a membership and you can I'll tell you where to purchase it. And then you can go into the WhatsApp group. At the moment, what's happening is people actually find a WhatsApp better. We're using WhatsApp. People are getting their plays quicker. They're getting them like one at a time rather than me making full cards, which some people, you know, sometimes you get a full card and the first thing starts in, you know, 20 minutes and then the next one starts in an hour or two. So people are finding that a lot better. So, yeah, the service is really going to improve in the next month or so. But, yeah, everything's at lockbetting.com. But, yeah, before you sign up, hit me up on Twitter at lockbetting.com. I'll post a spreadsheet out tonight. I'll post that in a second. We've just done 116 months in a row of transparent track profit. All of the NFL futures are at the top of the page. I think we went about 12-3 on those futures, I believe. So, yeah, I'll post that spreadsheet out in the next hour.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week on K100 Sports.
More thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. My wrestling stuff, my wrestling news. Obviously, we breeze through it here, especially for WrestleMania season. It's important. It's at thedirtysheets.com, which is a Patreon page, and me and Cav, my colleague who I did the Informer with, we are back doing the Dirty Sheets podcast. We didn't do it for a while because we're concentrating on the NFL season. Same reason we didn't do Informer, because we just have limited time and we need to get our head down with the two NFL podcasts that we were doing. So we're not doing those now, obviously. So yeah, the Dirty Sheets podcast is back. It's free. The Lock Betting podcast is also free. You get our NFL show in there for free. You get the Bundesliga show in there for free. So yeah, Lock Betting podcast is free. The Dirty Sheets podcast is free. So if you don't want to sign up or buy anything and you want to sample stuff and do your due diligence and whatever, just listen to the free shit. Disco will tell you like the information is
excellent. You have one of the best sports podcasts that I listen to by far.
And I will say that. Quick, because and the one thing I appreciate the most, and even I had this conversation with Conan the other day about my podcast, is that I know you guys don't have a lot of time. Like, I know people don't have any time. So the one thing I negotiated with SGP when I did this soccer gambling podcast was, I think I want to be the show that gets done in 20 minutes, because that will improve my listenership. I was right, by the way. And that will improve my listenership and give me something completely different to everybody else. That's just, you know, two guys going back and forth with some bullshit about their life.
An hour and a half. Right.
Yeah.
So,
We do the stats. We give you all the stats. We make the picks. So it's not, you know why you lost. You know, if the bet doesn't hit, that's fine. But you know why I played it. You know why I played both teams to score. You know why I played an over. You know why I played an under. You know why I picked a winner, a certain team to win. All the data is there. Like, the information is there. Like, you can't turn around and go, oh, fuck you, I lost money. Well, you know, you had all the information. It's on the podcast.
My favorite part is that somebody complained and you had to cover the African Nations League. That's hilarious to me. So
because you weren't being you weren't being social justice enough, so you had to do the African Nations Cup, right?
So yo, we'll check you out next week. This has been K100 Sports. Boom.
You know what's going to be interesting? With I think the Women's World Cup's this year.
Oh yeah. Jesus! You got to do picks on that. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder. Like, if I,
oh god, that's great.
Covering it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh god. All right. Cool. Well, peace.